Tana, why did you decide to become a journalist? What attracted you to this particular job?
I had an internship in college that led to a position with WMUB in grad school, and I just fell in love with public radio and the medium and storytelling and knew that's what I wanted to do.
What's your favorite part of the job?
Storytelling, meeting people and learning their stories and getting all of that background information and then sharing it, putting it together and sharing it.
Now, you also seem to enjoy fundraising.
Why is that? I do. Well, I like getting paid. Doesn't everybody like getting paid? I just really like that opportunity to do something different and to speak with listeners and members when they call in and make their pledges.
What's the strangest thing that's happened during fundraising? Has anything been strange?
I would say maybe two things. One was when we had a power outage, when you and I were supposed to pitch together, be on air together during the last fund drive. And maybe secondly would be someone calling in and wondering why I pronounce my A's the way I do.
And why do you?
I guess I'm just from Ohio and that's how we speak here.
What do you do when you make a mistake on air? And what's the best way to recover from a mistake?
Well, the best way to recover from a mistake would be just to go on, unless it's something that you absolutely have to correct, in which case you just go back and correct it and hope that whatever it isn't too troubling or will get you in trouble with the FCC.
Have you ever gotten the giggles on the air?
Oh, people tell me all the time they recognize me by my laugh, so I would have to give that a big yes.
And how do you recover from the giggles?
You try not to pitch with Bill Reinhart.
What advice would you give to a student thinking about a job in broadcast journalism?
Be proactive. That's how I got the job here at WVXU. I contacted Marianne Zalesnik and asked if I could volunteer, and she very kindly said yes. So I think you just have to go out and sort of ask for what you want and make it happen.
Now let's get some personal questions in. We all know you are our resident soccer hooligan. Do you have favorite teams?
I have lots of favorite soccer teams. I like Newcastle United and the Columbus Crew, and of course our new team in town, FC Cincinnati. It's really exciting to be able to cover a sport that you love in your hometown.
You recently went to Cuba to see a match. What was that like?
I love following the national team whenever I can, and we had the opportunity to play Cuba in an international friendly, and it was amazing to go and meet the people and see the country, ever brief as it was.
You met a lot of people from across the country, too. It wasn't just Cincinnati people.
Right, yeah. People from all over the country traveled there, and you have sort of an instant family feeling, an instant bond.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like classic rock. So the Eagles would be my favorite band.
How many kinds of fish can you name?
Seven.
What's the fastest land animal?
A swallow.
A land animal. Land animal.
Oh, birds don't land on land?
Well.
The cheetah.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Now, you are also the digital editor for WVXU. What does that job entail?
Making sure that the news product on our website looks as best it can, and always looking for ways to be on the front end of all that's going on with social media and all the ways that we can really provide the news to our members in the best way possible.
Do you like it?
I do. It's really interesting to learn something new.
Okay, and last question. What's Jay's pun count up to?
Oh my gosh, it's really hard to keep track. There are just so many every day.
Tana, is there anything else you want us to know about yourself?
Nope, I think that about covers it.
All right, well, thank you for taking time to let our listeners get to know Tana Weingartner. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for doing this.